Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Brendan Mintz with you for the next half hour or so until we get started with pregame coverage for MHS basketball, both the boys and girls at Topeka West High School tonight. John Kurtz and Brady Bowman on the call from Topeka West High School.
I did not know Brady was calling the game tonight.
That's what I overheard. It sounds like I think he is, well, at least helping out with the stats on the broadcast, something like that. We are going to get into an interesting development with the Oakland Raiders potentially moving to Las Vegas here in a little bit. We're going to talk first, though, about K-State's recruiting news, tomorrow being National Signing Day. As I've mentioned a few times over the course of the show, there are still three or four recruits that K-State is waiting on their decisions, and those decisions will not come until tomorrow. And where those players decide to go will make a big impact on how K-State's class is received in general, I think. K-State, as it stands right now, has a decent recruiting class. If they're able to land one or two more of these players that are deciding tomorrow, it has the chance to be regarded as a very solid recruiting class. Certainly not one that's going to break any like top 25 class rankings, but if you're going to look at it in comparison to what you expect out of K-State, which has never been really great on the recruiting trail, but always exceptional at finding those diamonds in the rough with those two- and three-star athletes, I think that you would regard it as a very good class. K-State did get commitments over the weekend, three of them, in fact. Isaiah Stewart, a defensive back out of DeSoto, Texas, committed to K-State. He also had offers from Colorado, along with four or five other schools, but Colorado the most notable. That's the only other Power 5 offer that he had. He's a 6 foot a safety out of DeSoto, Texas, a high school kid, and kind of a fallback option for K-State, with safety being a position of need. They really need help at that position. We're still waiting to hear. Tomorrow we're going to be hearing on Elijah Walker, a JUCO safety, three-star JUCO safety. I think K-State's got a solid chance of landing him, but if they don't, they do have Isaiah Stewart that they were able to get a commitment from this past weekend, and that will help a lot in that category. Antonio Oliver also committed over the weekend. He is a cornerback, 6 foot cornerback out of Atlanta, Georgia. He had some other offers from Wisconsin, from Tennessee, from Kentucky, Syracuse, Indiana. So some decent Power 5 schools that had offered him. He decides to come to K-State. And then last night, the story broke by Jeremy Crabtree of ESPN's Recruiting Nation. Daquan Patton, an outside linebacker from Trinity Valley Community College, originally from Athens, Texas. He is on Rivals, a two-star outside linebacker, but he was a JUCO All-American at that position this past year. Kind of flew under the radar with a lot of people. He did have offers from Cal and from SMU, but K-State not only gets him, but he is already signed, sealed, and delivered. He is already on campus. He's going to be able to go through spring practice. That's definitely a positive development, as because K-State loses Elijah Lee, it makes linebacker a very big position of need for K-State as well. So the two announcements that, I mean, there are three or four that do pertain to K-State tomorrow, but the two big ones are Daniel Green, who is a four-star linebacker out of Oregon. He's going to be choosing tomorrow between K-State, Ole Miss, Oregon State, and Utah. He is ranked by Rivals as the 10th best high school linebacker in the country, and also the third highest rated recruit out of the state of Oregon. That would be a huge get for K-State if he picks the Wildcats.
Yeah, one other note from this weekend. It was announced on Twitter, though not picked up on anything, so I guess he's going to be walking on. But Stan Weber's other son, Landry Weber, who was fantastic wide receiver and defensive back at Bishop Miege, did announce that he will be continuing his academic and athletic career at K-State. So I'm assuming walking on like Stanton Weber did, but regardless, looks like we'll be having another Weber on the Wildcat football team.
Yes, that is some good news, and that's among, I believe there were three or four different walk-ons that announced for K-State, including a quarterback out of the Kansas City area, I believe, that's going to be walking on as well. So K-State is putting the finishing touches on its recruiting class. It's going to be, well, right now it is ranked, I believe, number 9 in the Big 12. I'm going to check this real quick. It was number 10 going into the weekend, but I think they maybe have overtaken one of the teams down the stretch. No, they have not. So still 10th in the Big 12, but number 1, that has never been a huge difference maker for K-State. And
we just treat this like it's a Big 12 preseason poll and just consider it all just hogwash.
Yes, that's true. And number 2, I think that K-State will be adding at least one, maybe two recruits tomorrow that would definitely improve their ranking in the Big 12 and nationally. If they were to get both, I think you would see them jump from the 10th rated class up to maybe 7 or 8, somewhere in there, if they were to get both Walker and
I don't know if two guys that would get him all the way up to 7.
Well,
8 or 9 probably.
I mean, you'd be surprised because
I mean, keep in mind other teams are probably going to be adding guys as well.
They may add a couple. I mean, but think about the teams you're trying to jump, a Kansas and an Iowa State.
Okay, that's fair.
There's not a lot of high caliber athletes that are or that have them in their mix going into tomorrow's decisions. K-State right now does not have a Rivals 4-star recruit in its class whatsoever. They have a chance to get one by getting Green tomorrow, and that would really help them with that. But again, getting Green and Walker, if they're able to get both of those, would really put a nice bow on K-State's recruiting class, and I think that Bill Snyder will be pretty pleased tomorrow as he meets with the media, if that's the case. But we'll have to wait and see. I don't know, by the way, when tomorrow those decisions are coming. Just going to be sometime in the morning hours.
Yeah, usually in the morning. So
it's the one time a year we can break out the fax machines.
Yeah,
reason that they still exist. The reason they still exist
for National Exciting Day, National Signing Day only.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. All right, we're going to take our next break here on the show. We have You Can't Be Serious that's going to be coming your way in about 15 minutes. When we come back, maybe this isn't a big deal to a lot of people around here. I think it's a pretty big deal because I like the Chiefs. Up to this point, it hasn't been very enticing for me to go to Chiefs road games, you know, because, I mean, San Diego's a fun place, but it's Qualcomm Stadium,
Also far away, too.
It's far away. But L.A. certainly helps that. At least it's a more exciting place to go, but especially Oakland. I mean, no one wants to go to Oakland. I was really excited about the idea of a Chiefs road game in Vegas. Well, that may not be happening anymore. I'll have the details coming up next on The Game.